Okay, we welcome everyone to Prayer Connect.
好，我们欢迎每一位参加祷告连结。
Today's October 13th in North America, 14th in Asia. We welcome everyone connecting in from all over the world.
那今天是北美的时间，2011年10月13号。在亚洲的时间是10月14号。我们欢迎全球各地连结加入我们的每一位。
And we also want to especially welcome you as you listen to this recording later on.
那我们也特别欢迎和那些之后会听录音的各位。
That the spirit of prayer is beyond time, is beyond time and space.
因为祷告的灵是超越时空的。
Just as our God is beyond time and space.
就好像我们的神是跨越时空的神一样。
And allowing us to connect with him, we then taste a little bit of what his infinite might is like.
所以他允许我们用这样子的方式，与他连结，看他这无所不在的，这样子的一个，稍稍让我们有所品尝。
So we welcome everyone being here again to pray.And to intercede on behalf of God's kingdom zeal, His kingdom move for this age.
我们再次的欢迎大家，为着神自己国度的热心，他向着这个时代的，他自己的这样的一个国度的热心，我们一起来守望祷告。
So as we begin this time of prayer today, we will like always ask our senior pastor to give us an opening blessing.
那就像我们如同每一次一样，我们在开始之前，我们都请我们的主任牧师来做这样子开始的祝福祷告。
我们是祷告，天父，我们谢谢你，我们奉你的名，让我们能够一起在你面前连结，在你里面能够有丰盛的慈爱，将你的公义带出来，将你的信实带出来，更是将让我们渴慕你的圣洁在我们当中彰显你的荣耀。谢谢主，敬拜真是归给你，你的圣灵就像活水的江河一样留在我们当中。谢谢主，就是这样祝福，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门，
阿门，
阿门。
Okay, we're counting down to MTC.
我们已经到这个 MTC， 我们已经开始倒计时了。
And for those of you who have been connecting with us through MTC in the last many years,
对那些过去的许多年，和我们在 MTC 一起连接的人们来说，
you will begin to notice that there's probably a little different flavor. It seems like a shifting in the wind that the Holy Spirit is taking us to.
那你或许可能已经开始意识到是不是。正在带领你们在一个风中，在这样的一个运行的流里边有稍稍有一些有不同的一些味道。
And for some of you who have not really been, who have connected with us more recently, have not been able to see the history.
是对那些可能比较是最近开始和我们连接的，那你对过去的这些历史不是很了解的，这些各位来说。
I'd like to just let you know that we're entering into a very exciting time, where the Lord is taking us to a new level of maturity.
那我想跟你们说那神正在带领我们进入一个非常令人兴奋的一个时刻，因为神带领我们到一个更成熟的一个层面。
And that's why in the sharing note that I sent out today,
这就是为什么在今天我们分享的这个电子邮件当中，
I keep using the word elevation.
我几次都在重复使用提升这个词。
And this word elevation has great connection with our theme this year.
那提升这个词和我们今年的主题非常的密切相关。
And I will explain a little bit what the connection is in a few minutes.
那再过几分钟我将会跟大家来分享说它的这样的一个关系是怎样的。
But I would like to just let everyone know that that the Lord is taking us to to a new height, a new way of seeing what MTC is and how he would be using it.
那我想让各位知道的是哈，神正在把我们带到一个新的高度，从另外一个角度一个层面去看到底感恩节特会是怎样的一个特会。
And that a little realization that I came to recently is that this meeting really is an asset. It is an inheritance that the Lord has given to us.
那最近我们开始意识到的是，那这样的一个感恩节特会是神给我们的资产，是神给我们的一个产业。
And this asset, just like any other asset that we have, is if we steward it well, it will bring us many benefits.
那这样子的一个产业就好像这个资产就好像我们所拥有的其他的任何资产是一样的，如果我们能够非常忠心的去管理的话，它会带来给我们许多的益处好处。
And this asset is not like our house or like our car or like our 401k.
那这样子的一个资产它不像是我们的房屋或者是说我们的这个我们的退休金计划。
But this asset will bring us kingdom benefits that those other assets will never be able to.
那这个这个资产它所不同于其他资产之处就是它会带给我们国度的好处，那这是其他任何资产所没有办法带给我们的。
And kingdom benefits are not just spiritual benefits.
那这样子国度的好处它并不光是讲到属灵的层面上的。
They are benefits that that will come about in when heaven and earth comes together.
那这样子的好处是当天和地连接在一起的时候会发生的。
And the Lord wants to bring heaven and earth together in the manifestation of his kingdom.
那主的确希望为了彰显他自己的国度，要让天和之间和地之间连接。
Just like it was in the Garden of Eden, he wanted his heavenly presence to be with the earth physical workings and bringing goodness into the earth.
就好像当年在伊甸园一样，神希望把他的国度这样子带到这个地上然后呢来彰显出他自己的这样子的物质界里边当中的好处。
So kingdom.Yeah, so kingdom benefits are things that are tangible and intangible.
所以我们说国度的这样子的益处，它的好处是有这个有形可见的和那种这个说无形的有形和无形的都有。
Yes, and the benefits are both spiritual and physical.
所以它是既有属灵方面的，同时也有在物质界有形有体的部分。
The benefits that brings that brings heaven and earth together.
那这样子的这些好处将会是把天和地之间做连接。
There are benefits that you can see today in your world, and there also are benefits that you cannot yet see because they are in different realm.
那有一些是我们在今天的世界当中可以看到的，还有一些是我们因为在另外一个领域里边，所以我们现在没有办法，还没有办法看到的。
Yes, and that's a very awesome revelation the Lord has given to us.
那这是非常奇妙的这样子的启示我们从神领受的。
That this MTC is an asset for kingdom benefits.
所以这样的一个感恩节特会是神所赐给我们的国度的产业资产。
And if we steward it well,
如果我们好好的去保去经营管理的话，
it will bring great kingdom benefits to us today and also to our future generation.
那它将会带给我们今天的这个世代带给我们益处，同时也会带给我们未来的世代也会带给他们益处。
Just like the Lord giving us an inheritance, and we give that inheritance to our children.
就好像说神赏赐给我们这个遗产资产，那我们也可以把它传递给我们的下一代一样。
Yes, this is an awesome revelation because there aren't too many assets in the earth, in the world today that will bring you kingdom benefits.
那这实在是非常美妙的这样子的启示，因为在今天的世界当中，的这些资产没有什么是能够带来永国度的益处的。
And so we need to steward this well.
因此我们要好好的这样子来经营管理。
Because most people are still going after the assets that will only bring them the worldly benefits.
因为还大多数的人今天还都在去追逐那些只能带来今生益处的这些资产。
And many Christians today still spend the majority of their time to going after the worldly benefits.
那今天绝大多数的基督徒也都在追寻着在这个世界上的这些益处。
And MTC is one of the benefits that the Lord, one of the assets that the Lord has given to us that will bring kingdom benefits, and we need to steward it well.
因为 MTC 是神给我们的这样的一个能够带来国度资产的国度资产的其中的一个，所以我们要这个好好的做好管家。
And hopefully, as we grow this asset, as we grow this wellspring,
所以希望说，当我们让这样一个资产能够增加，让这样子的一个泉源能够这样子来增加扩展的话
，we will bring this this kingdom asset to other people in other parts of the world, in other countries.
那以至于说我们能够这样子的国度的资产能够带给其他的人，带给在世界不同地方其他国家的人。
Okay. And maybe in the next couple of weeks, I will share more on what exactly these benefits are. what are kingdom benefits.
那或许在接下来的几个星期我可以做一些分享，说那什么是这样子的一个国度性的益处呢，好处呢？
Okay. But today I want to just touch upon this concept of elevation.
那我今天想要这个触及的这个话题是提升。
Because this is one of the key benefits that this asset will bring to us.
因为这是一个这个 MTC 资产所带给我们的益处当中的一个非常关键的一个。
You know, this concept of elevation, I call it elevation. This is not a really biblical term, but I call it elevation. This concept comes from the time that Jesus appointed the 12 disciples.
我把这个概念称作为提升。或许这个不是一个圣经里边直接用的词，但是那我是从这个主耶稣去拣选他的门徒，从这个里边得来的。
In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all recorded the instance when Jesus gathered his disciples together and appointed them as the 12.
那在马可这个路加还有马太福音当中都有提到说主耶稣怎么聚集了他的十二个门徒这个做拣选了他的十二个门徒。
And what happened?During that time, in Mark chapter 3 is the passage I used.
在马太福音第三章就是我这个列给大家的经文的这个地方所发生的事情是。
That these disciples have been following Jesus for a long time.
那这些他的跟随者们已经这个一直跟随他已经有相当一段时间了。
And seeing a lot of his miracles, seeing a lot of his works.
他们看到了许多的神迹，也看到了主耶稣所做的许多的事。
And he has a lot of disciples following him.
所以呢，他有许多的人跟随他。
But for some reason, the Lord one day just gathered these 12 together.
那就不知。什么原因主耶稣就有一天就把这十二个人聚集到了一起。
I mean, there are reasons that we can guess why, but the scripture doesn't clearly say why he gathered them.
那我们或许可以去猜测说那他聚集他们的原因，但圣经当中没有那么清楚的描述这个。
But we know that God we know that God, his heart, his intent is always to elevate us.
但是我们知道说神的心意一直都是希望说来提升我们。
And that's what he did for the 12.
这就是他为他的十二个门徒所做的。
And the scripture said, it said that he appointed these 12.
那圣经当中说他设立了他们十二人。
And he designated them as apostles.
那他指定他们要成为他的使徒。
So that they may be with him.
以及他们可以和他在一起。
And that he may send them out.
他可以差遣他们出去。
That he may send them out to preach and have authority to drive out demons.
所以他可以差遣他们出去传道，而且有权柄可以赶鬼。
Jesus gathered them together in a place and then gave them the elevation.
所以主耶稣就在一个地方把他们聚集在一起，在他们的当中做了一个提升的工作。
Give them a new authority.
给他们新的权柄
，new power，
新的能力
，and also a new assignment，
而且是新的任务。
And this is what I'm sensing the Lord is going to impart in the coming up MTC。
那这是我所感受到那主要在今年的感恩节特会所要做的事情。
I feel that we have reached a certain level of maturity.
那我感受到说我们已经到了我们的成熟度已经到了一个程度。
And the Lord in the recent years has given us indication that he wants to do a personal visitation to us.
所以呢至少我觉得神有这样子来即使我说感受到他想要这种非常个人性的要来造访我们。
And he wants to bring an elevation, a significant elevation to the disciples that he's gathering together in this place.
You mean MTC, right? This place. Do you mean MTC when you say in this place?
Yes. Gather us together in this conference.
So I 感受到这个在这样子的一个感恩节特会上，那神当时向他的门徒所做的，那他今天要在我们当中做同样的事。
And as I mentioned before, I think the concept of elevation and the stream and the water of the river of water of life are connected. They're congruent.
就像我这个已经提到的那我们讲到的这个提升和这个水这个生命水的这个水流是相连接的。
And I say they're connected because they really show because what the water of what the river of water of life shows is God's intent for us as he has expressed it in Mark chapter 3.
那我之所以说这个生命水和这个提升相关是在这个马可福音第三章当中这个我们可以感受到说神这个生命在生命水当中所带下来的一个神的一个意愿。
In the places that Jesus talks about the water of life in John chapter 4 and John chapter 7.
在主耶稣在约翰福音的第四章和第七章当中他这个提到生命水的时候。
His message, his broader message is not that you will just never thirst anymore, that all your thirst and all your problems will be solved.
那他所传递的信息不再是那个说你喝了之后你就带渴而已。
But his broad message is that you too will become that stream of, that stream, that wellspring that will deliver my living water.
他更宽广的所表达的信息是说，我们说你们也要成为这个把那个生命水带出去的这样子的人。
When the woman at the well drank that living water by seeing and recognizing Jesus Christ and acknowledging Him in her life，
当这个在约翰福音第四章当中，那位井边的妇人，她喝了这个活水，她意识到说这是耶稣基督的时候。
She her problem was solved. I believe Jesus at that time filled her with the Holy Spirit and solved a lot of her emotional problem and all the baggages in her life.
许多生命当中的这些背的包袱啊，还有情绪上的许多的问题。
And after she drank the water and after she had her thirst quenched.
当这位妇人喝了水，当她的这个干渴被解除之后
，It didn't just stop there.
不只是停在而已。
But it, but she became one that, she became one that delivered the living water to her entire city.
那这位妇人成了那个啊。
Okay, so Jesus, his intent was for the woman to be elevated to become a carrier of the water of life.
所以主他的意图，他的心意是要让这位妇人被提升，让她成为那个可以把这个生命水带出去的那个人。
So whenever we think about the river of the water of life,
所以每当我们去思想，思考这个生命水之河的时候
，whenever we think about the concept of water of life that Jesus talks about,
每当我们想到主耶稣所讲的生命水的河的时候
，we always have to come to this understanding that God, His intent is for us not only to get our thirst quenched, but for us to become part of that wellspring, part of that river that carry His water of life.
我们总是需要意识到想到说神不光是要用生命水的河来解除我们的干渴同时他希望我们能够成为那个生命水的那个泉源能够成为那个携带者。
So we praise the Lord, that he is here to elevate.
所以我们感谢神他在这里是要来提升。
And this is why I'm expecting that this year's conference is going to be a huge elevation.
这就是为什么我期待说今年的特会将是一个很大的一个提升。
From two angles. One is that we've come to a certain maturity now.
那是从两个角度讲。第一是我们的成熟度已经到了一个地步。
And the second reason is because the Lord has given Pastor Tai this theme for this year. Since last year he gave this theme to him.
那第二个原因是这个主从去年的时候就将这样子的一个主题已经这个启示给戴牧师。
And this theme is God's current, is God's force in bringing in that elevation.
那这个主题是神的这个目前的这样子的一个他的一个这个水流是要把它带出来。
Okay, let me just share a real small testimony, which I will expound in a written message later.
那让我来跟大家分享一个小小的见证。这个是回应那之后的信息的一部分。
Yes, and this is a personal testimony of what happened to me with an experience of elevation in MTC.
那这是我个人的一个见证，是当在感恩节特会那个提升到底这个发生之后在我生命当中产生了怎样的事。
And I believe that that what happened to me is only a small foretaste of what God is going to do in a greater scale and in a larger measure with this year's MTC.
那我相信说神让我在这个个人层面上所经历的这个只是一个小小的一个预尝那神将会更大规模的在今年的感恩节特会当中要做的。
And in MTC 2009, the Lord gave me personally a huge elevation.
那在2009年的感恩节特会神在我个人的生命当中给了我一个很大的提升。
That year, we had an ordination, an official ordination of me and Leon as 10500, as 10500 missionaries or pastors.
那第一，首先是在那一年，我和李恩被这样子案例成为这个1500的或者叫做宣教士或者是牧师。
And the Holy Spirit filled me in a very miraculous way.
那圣灵用非常这个奇妙的方式可畏的方式这样充满我。
And in that year, the Holy Spirit also filled me during a couple of the meeting sessions.
那那一年神也在不同的哈这个聚会的时间里边也同样的哈又一次又一次的充满我。
In such a way that I begin to have certain giftings and certain ways of ministering that I never did before. I begin to look more like my aunt.
以至于到了一个地步哈，会有一些不同的恩赐好彰显出来，是我过去所没有的，以至于说我的一些好表达开始有一些像我的姑姑美莲。
He gave me certain prophetic abilities very similar to my aunt.
那神给了我一些好这个启示性的这个恩赐哈，很这个类似于我姑姑美莲所有的。
And that year, the Lord also begin to manifest his power in me in a way that I'd never seen before.
那一年神哈也以一个我在那之前从未经历过的一个能力也临到我。
I can't really describe it that well over the phone. Over audio here.
那我现在好像很难用这个语言哈这样子把它描述的清楚。
But the Lord seems to have given me the ability to be able to bring out or to be able to express people's destinies.
但神却似乎给我这个能力哈，能够让我把人的命定把它哈表达出来。
Not that I give them destinies. How the Lord is seeing them, and He's expressing that through me in various ways, through prophetic words and through prophetic actions.
并不是说我给他们命定，而是说神在他们生命当中的命定，把那样子的一个表达，透过哈这种先知启示性的动作或者是话语，把它表达出来。
And ever since that time, I began to move in a different authority and a different influence, and a different level of revelation and insight.
自从那个时候开始，哈，我就开始进入到一个不同这个层面的一个这样子的权柄和能力，还有影响力行走在这当中。
And that was a preparation for us before as we went into Taiwan and when we spent a good measure of last 2 years in Taiwan.
那个恰好是我们在过去的两年哈花了相当的时间在去台湾之前发生的。
And that was a preparation for that assignment in Taiwan.
那些哈都是我们要在台湾哈所领这个给我们的托付的任务的一个预备。
And it was a preparation and equipping.
那它是一个预备，也是一个装备。
And we're seeing the tremendous fruits of our labor now happening in Taiwan.
那我们现在看到说，透过我们的这个工作，我们的劳苦，在那边有相当不得了的成果。
So I believe this is just a small manifestation that God has given to me as a foretaste.
那我相信这是哈神一个让我个人哈预尝的哈这样子的一个见证。
And I believe that this year's MTC, we're going to see a greater measure of that being imparted.
那我相信说今年的感恩节特会，神会用一个更大的一个规模，能够把它赐下来。
In greater intensity and also greater breadth.
是更这个强的密度，也是一个更深、更广。
有更多人会得到，而且这个提升会是更强。So this is a prayer direction for us who are praying towards God's power to manifest it during MTC.
那这个对我们来讲是一个哈说啊，我们许多人祷告说让神更大的能力哈彰显，透过 MTC 彰显，这是我们一个祷告的一个方向。
And if we steward this well as intercessors,
如果我们作为代祷者。好，我们能够好好的来保有好这一份的话。
We will see the kingdom benefits from this asset.
那我们会透过感恩节这样子的一个资产，看到国度的益处。
Just like the kingdom asset, the benefits of the kingdom that I saw in the last 2 years that as we focus in Asia.
就如同在过去的两年我们比较集中性的在亚洲所看到的这样的一个国度资产国度的益处的这样的一个彰显。
So that's why I like us to pray towards tonight.
这个哈、啊，就是为什么我希望说我们啊朝着这个方向我们来祷告。
That we would see people being risen up as good stewards of MTC.
那我们会看到啊人一些人哈、啊，人们会被兴起成为这个 MTC 的好管家。
And that we will understand God's heart in this.
我们会在这啊明白神在这当中的心意。
That we would be responsible to make sure that this is a well-run and a well-managed meeting.
那我们会非常负责任的啊，能够来保确保说这是一个好、啊、这个运作非常顺畅的一个聚会。
And more importantly, that God will draw His disciples to come here to gather here so that they can be elevated.
更重要的是，神要吸引他的门徒们，好、啊、在这样的一个聚会当中聚集。
So that's what I would like us to pray towards tonight.
那这就是我希望我们今天，我们今天哈、啊、一起哈、啊、祷告的这样的一个方向。
Okay, let's then just go into a time of intercession.
好，让我们一起进入哈、啊、一段代祷的时间。
And as the Lord leads us, let's bring our revelation and also bring our offering before Him.
让哈、啊、这个让我们按照神的带领，把我们所领受的启示，还有我们的献上，好、啊、一起带到他的面前。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们谢谢你。
That you are unfolding your will, you are unfolding your intention, part by part to us.
你将你自己的意愿啊，将你的旨意一步又一步的展示给我们。
And so clearly and so sensibly, you help us to understand what you intend to impart to us in this elevation.
在这样的一个提升的里边，你是用如此清晰的一个方式帮助我们明白。
Lord, we ask that you would grant us the words and grant us the understanding of how to raise our intercession to you, how to bring this prayer back to you.
主，你来帮助我们赐下你的话语，让我们知道说我们如何啊，这个把这样子的一个带到啊，再一次的带回到你的面前。
Lord, we not only want to speak the heart, the words of your heart.
主，我们不光是要诉说你的心意。
Lord, we want to internalize within us the words of your heart.
而且我们要在我们的里边来消化你的心，你的话语。
So Lord, as we begin to pray, we ask that you grant us even greater revelation and greater unfolding of what is on your heart.
所以当我们这样子祷告的时候，祈求你赐下更大的启示，更多的将你自己的心意向我们展开。
Lord, as we drink that living water from you right now,
主，当我们这时候在你的生命水的湖水里边这个饮用的时候，
even as we are drinking right now, even as we're praying right now, you will elevate us into the greater, into a greater level of the flow, into a greater level of your river.
就是当我们在喝的时候，当我们在这时候在祷告的时候，好，都祈求你来提升我们，好，进入到一个更大的一个水流。
So Lord, we just lay our hearts before you and we offer this before you. In Jesus' name we pray.
所以主，我们就哈、啊、将我们自己的心摆在你的面前，将这一切都沉啊，这个沉放在你的面前，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 主，我们谢谢你，接着哈、啊、约翰福音第四章那位井边的妇人，主，你让我们看见你何等乐意的，甚至不惜放下好、啊、你当时的那个计划和议程，你定义的要让那位妇人好、啊、来经历你在他生命当中的更新、洁净、医治，而且让他成为好、啊、这个和你自己国度好、啊、相关的啊，成为一个被你所使用的这样子的一个器皿。 主啊，今天好，你也是这样子，怀着一个何等深切的心，好，向着我们每一位，因为你愿意要将你的灵浇灌那凡有血气的。主啊，你愿意让我们看见我们眼睛未曾看见，我们的耳未曾听到，好，我们的心也未曾想过的事，那又大又难的事，你都何等乐意的要启示，好，给我们，好，要这样子来，好，让我们看见，让我们知道。好，主啊，是的，主，我们就为着你这样子的一个心意，主，我们向你来献上感谢，让我们就更大的，主啊，真的向你来张口，让我们就好更宽广的将我们的心向你来敞开，不光是我们自己，还有好你量给我们的这个地界，量给我们的好这个感恩节特会和一万五百，我们都是这样子一起把它带到你的面前，说主啊，是的，好，我们带着一个极深的渴慕的心，就我们愿意看见你更深的好坐在成就在我们的当中，就我们谢谢你，奉主名，好，阿门。
主，我们谢谢你，你在基督里头拣选我们，啊，不仅拣选我们，给我们这样的恩典，更是让我们与你同工的时候，要看见你天天提升我们，提升到你的生命的丰富，满有基督的身量，将我们的荣耀和真理能够彰显出来，爱中的建立，真理中的坚固。哈，谢谢主，你这样的引导和祝福。哦，感谢赞美主，今天的特会，你就会啊再度的哦提升我们在你里面的生命的丰富啊，以及事业的扩展。哈，感谢主啊，这个更大的这个大任要托在哦一万五百的这个任命里头。哈，谢谢主，求主继续的祝福启示。啊，感谢主，这样。为这个来更是啊，往前面啊奔跑的时候就毫无顾忌地往前走的时候，你的生命水的河的流的能力就彰显出来啊！谢谢，祝福主耶稣的名，阿门，
阿门。谢谢，
主，谢谢你，主，你真是，你让我们真的是全部的 focus 在你的身上。你就让我们全力的竭尽全力的带走你让我们走的路，主，你周围一切的声音不能够影响到我们里面，主，你真的是让我们知道你向我们所定的意义不是我们自己能够明白的，就像说当初雅各去约瑟去埃及，就像约瑟去埃及，看上去像是他的兄弟们做，但是实际上主是你的安排，主，你真的是在各项的具体的事情上，你就带领我们，你让我们就是定睛在你的身上，不管周围的生命是怎么样，向我们定的是什么意，但是主，我们相信主，我们只是跟着你自己的脚步，我们就像羊听你的声音，我们就是定睛在你自己的身上，主，谢谢你，我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
阿门，
阿门。
Yes, Lord, only you know how this whole picture comes together. Only you know what our role is. Only you know what lies before us and what you have assigned us to and how we all will fit together as one big network, one big picture of your kingdom. And just as the 12 disciples were all different people,with different backgrounds and different assignments and different giftings. And some even had a heart that did not fully align with you. Lord, you will also bring these people, like your 12 disciples, to you during this conference. And I ask that, that you would speak directly to them, that you would begin to prepare their hearts right now, and that you would begin to stir in them the things that they're dreaming about.The plans that they have, the ambition that they want to go after, that you will begin to stir in their hearts on and show them clearly how that desire connects with your kingdom, connects with what you are trying to build, what you're going to build in this next age, the end times arc, the kingdom economy, our ability to fulfill Revelations 18:4, and to bring in the great harvest to come out of Babylon. Lord, I ask that all the striving and all the ambition and all of the effort and the energy that and the money and the resources putting into that all your people, all your children are putting into striving for the things of this world, that you would help them to see how that connects with your kingdom, with your larger kingdom mandate, and that you would, in the same way that you've energized me in 2009, in the same way that you have transformed me in 2009 and taken me to a new level of new level of responsibility, of authority, of power, Lord, you would give to these people coming after you. You would give the same thing to them 10 times, 50 times, 100 times. Your kingdom needs it, Lord. You are raising up elites. You're raising up stallions of this age. You're raising up your stallions for your kingdom economy, for your kingdom arc. Lord, we ask that that during this time, as you have elevated your disciples, as you have elevated myself in 2009, that you would do the same for all those who come, all those who are drinking, who are coming to drink after your living water, all those who are desiring and striving to become that wellspring, to become the stream that will carry your living water after they drink it. Lord, I ask that you would make them into a testimony, that you would stir them into one of the greatest evidences of your hand, of your affirmation for what we're doing in building your kingdom. Lord, affirm the people that are giving into you. Affirm the people that are taking the steps of faith. Affirm the people that are taking the hard road, the narrow road, so that your heart can be pleased. Lord, affirm the people who are genuinely giving everything that they have into what they feel is accomplishing your zeal. Lord, I ask that you would this year, during this time of elevation, during this time of recognition, during this time of letting your Holy Spirit come in and inject people beyond what their imagination, beyond what their comprehension can be, Lord, that you would begin to show a testimony, that you would begin to raise up witnesses that will be qualified not only in Jerusalem, not only in Judea or Samaria, but to the ends of the earth. Lord, once again, we speak that blessing, that impartation to them, just as you have blessed myself and many others during the last few years, especially in 2009. You will bring that greater measure of blessing to 2011 as we strive to drink your water and to become your stream of living water. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
所以我们就要祝福那些要来到这个特会的啊，这些弟兄姐妹，这些孩子，他们有他们自己的野心，他们有他们自己想要达到的目的，他们又在这个世界里面，他们摆上的资源跟他们的这些一切的这些能力，要来追求这个世界的好处，是吧？我们求你特别张开他们的眼睛，让他们知道说这些事情跟你的国度的连结是在哪里，是吧？让他们看见。在看见的时候，在要为你的国度来追求的时候，你在这个特会当中，就像你来提升你的十二个门徒一样，你在这个时候也提升他们，就是你提升我在2009年的时候，你在这个时候来提升他们，你在这个时候特别赐给他们一个特别的恩高，一个特别的能力，一个特别的看见，在这个当中来兴起你的这个见证，让你的这个见证人可以很明显的把你的作为来彰显出来，是吧？在这个时候，你就把他们提升，变成你的见证，让你的见证可以达到不但是耶路撒冷，不但是这个犹大国，不但是这个撒玛利亚，是到整个世界，让这种见证可以在这个时候可以提升出来，是吧？再一次，我们呼求你来 充满这个特会，你的圣灵来充满这个特会。Let your spirit fill this meeting, fill this conference. This conference will not be known for a speaker. This conference will not be known for the sponsor. This conference will not be known for any person of this earth, but it will be known for the presence and the power and the witness and the testimony of the Holy Spirit. 那这个特会不是为了什么某一个人或者某一个机构或者某一个这个讲员或者某一个这种节目啊。不是为了这些让他们有名声的，但是这个特会为什么会有名声呢？因为圣灵就在这个地方彰显他的能力，把他的这个见证的大能彰显在这个地方，让这个特会就是一个有一个神的一个活水的一个泉源会出来，让这个特会就是人就是看到主耶稣，就是看到主耶稣的荣耀，人会被吸引到这个地方呢，就是因为他们知道主耶稣在这个地方要提升他们，就是知道说主耶稣在这个地方要像门徒一样，把他们每一个人都给他们在这个命定有一个更清楚的看见，而且一个更大的能力可以实行出来。So let this meeting, Lord, be a place that, that we see the Holy Spirit manifest. We see the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, manifesting that He is lifted up. This is what will draw the people to this place, that Jesus is here ready to elevate them to a greater capability, to a greater authority, to a greater assignment so that their destinies, Lord, can be lifted out, can be lived out. The destiny, Lord, can be completely, be fully expressed at a higher, at a greater measure and a greater, with greater power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
天父，我们来感谢你。你说，你的意念非同我们的意念，你的道路非同我们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样你的道路也高过我们的道路，你的意念高过我们的意念。雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。主啊，你说你口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就你所喜悦的，在你 发我们去成就的事上必然亨通。主啊，谢谢你，你是何等奇妙的救主，所有的主权都在你的手中。主啊，我们在你面前，来到你面前，只能够向你匍匐敬拜，因为你是唯一的主。主啊，你是唯一的神。主啊，你是唯一创造我们的。主啊，你是哦，主啊，我们所有的命定都在你的手中。主耶稣，孩子向你献感恩。哦，主啊，虽然在17年前，哦，主啊，你把这样子的一个重责大任，10000斤500事业家的这样子的一个呼召，哦，临到哦这个 CSC 这个教会。主耶稣，虽然当时我们就像个小孩子，哦，在海边捡到一个贝壳，哦，就觉得很美丽，但是实在是不懂得这个贝壳啊，它的作用，或是它是从怎么样子。主啊，但是渐渐的，主啊，你就带领着啊，你的儿女们就这样子啊，一年一年的走过来啊，越来越清楚主你在我们身上的旨意。主啊，越来越清楚，主啊，你彰显你自己的啊这个作为。主啊，向你献上感谢。哦，谢谢你，主啊，走过了这么长的一段路程的时候，主啊，让你的儿女们还是艰辛的依赖你，还是坚持的走在主你所附上的这个道路上。主啊，这实在是你的恩典，是主你自己啊，在要完成啊这个末世的时候啊，这个收割的这个大任的一个呼召。主耶稣，只有你做这个工啊，没有一个人啊可以来啊这样子的啊能够来完成。主啊，这个是你的工，所以主啊，让你的孩子们在你的面前真的一天更一天的更加谦卑，更知道你的呼召的时候，我们就更加的谦卑。主啊，为什么你是选上了主啊，你自己的儿女在你的面前要来这样子的来走这个来承受这个10000斤500事业家的这样子的一个大任。主啊，我们也知道，主啊，这个大任今天不只是在 CSC， 主啊，你拣选了这个 CSC， 只不过是像一颗种子种在这个地上。主啊，其实主你今天是呼召这个所有愿意为你献身的 这个所有的神的儿女，主啊，要来完成这个末世的这个大收割。主耶稣，我们就来向你献上感谢，主啊，谢谢你，让我们真的是在你面前啊，更加的啊，来谦卑的来学习，来聆听主你的声音，来走啊，按着主你的旨意来走这条道路。谢谢主耶稣，主啊，特别把今年的感恩节特会放在你手中，主啊，你用这个特会，主啊，你自己在召聚你自己的啊，这个各地的儿女，主啊，从中国啊，从台湾哦，主啊，从香港哦，从北美各地，
新加坡，
主啊，新加坡各地哦，主啊，你在召聚你自己的儿女，主啊，你在呼召你自己的儿女哦，来一起成就主你在这个末世的时候啊，所要收这个做灵魂收割的这个大任哦，主耶稣啊，谢谢你，让我们每一个人在你面前。我们就是愿意这样子的来跟随你啊，来聆听你的声音，来知道主你在这个时代你给我们的使命，还有你给我们的啊这样子的一个命定。主耶稣，谢谢你，求你继续的啊来开启我们的眼，也开阔我们的心，在你面前啊这样子的来跟随你。谢谢主，我们这样感谢你，祷告奉靠主耶稣圣名，阿们，
阿们。
主耶稣，感谢你，主啊，谢谢你提升了我们，主啊，因为你看我们是何等的宝贵，我们是你的儿女，你亲自提升我们，就好像在诗篇四十篇所提到的，主啊，从祸坑从污泥当中你把我们拉上来，主啊，你使我们的脚要立在磐石上，主啊，你要使我们的脚步是稳当的，主啊，是的，让我们能够口唱新歌，就是要赞美我们神的话。主啊，许多人看见，必要看见而惧怕，必要来倚靠耶和华上帝。主啊，是的，主啊，我们要来赞美你。主啊，谢谢你不仅提升我们，你要提升所有参加 JSMTC 的，所有的职场侍奉的，就所有参与的每一位。主，你提升每一个人都要来到你的宝座面前。主啊，从你的眼光来看到我们自己在你面前的尊贵的位分。主啊，你要亲自不仅来更新，主啊，来你的圣灵浇灌每一位参与的，主啊，让每一个人生命被你所翻转，主啊，要带着你自己的眼光，带着你的祝福回到自己的职场，回到自己所在的地方去呢，去祝福其他周围的人。主啊，谢谢你，谢谢主，主，因为你就是这样爱我们，你就是愿意这样提拔我们，提升我们，原本我们是何等的不配，但是你却拣选我们，提拔我们，提升我们到一个荣耀的位分，我们向你献上感谢，我们谢谢你，主，我们赞美你，你要在这一次的 MTC 做成你奇妙的工作，荣耀你自己的名，感谢祷告靠着耶稣的名祈求，阿们。
主，我们特别求你的这个光可以 照到这个有迷惑有看不清楚的这个地方，主啊，特别在这个职场的概念跟这个国度的概念，主啊，许多你的孩子现在还是看不清楚，而且我们也是更严重，是我们解释不清楚，因为只有你的圣灵的智慧可以帮助人来了解，你的圣灵是最伟大的这个教师，所以我们现在就求你来帮助看不清楚的，甚至于我们想我们看得有一点清楚，但是我们还是需要你更大的启示来帮助我们，可以看到把我们的观点可以调整，可以改到真正的做你父神现在做的工作。 So Lord, in areas that we cannot see, in areas that are in darkness, we ask your light of truth to shine in those places, places where there's confusion about this whole concept of marketplace, confusion about kingdom, that you would bring greater revelation through the teaching of your Holy Spirit, because none of us are adequate enough to teach wholly and to teach effectively to help people to understand. We ask the Holy Spirit to be that great teacher among us, to help us to know what you are doing today, what the Father is doing in the marketplace. 让我们知道父神你在这个职场里面是在今天在做什么工作。Help us to understand that all of us are in the marketplace. 让我们知道说我们每一个人都是在这个职场里面， 不管是在这巴比伦的职场或者是什么职场，但是我们 都一定是在这个职场里面的，所以在这个地方我们是有个责任，我们是要有一个责任活出你现在要建立的国度的职场。 Help us to understand, you know, where we are, who we are in this Babylonian marketplace, and our assignment to begin to live out and raise up a kingdom marketplace, a kingdom economy. 主啊，主啊，就是帮助我们，帮助我们看见这个东西，让这个让你的光可以照到这个地方来，只有你的光才是真正的可以把黑暗把它推去，这个魔鬼的迷惑没有效果在我们当中。That your light will shine to the place where the devil tried to deceive, where the devil was trying to cover in darkness, and that in the light there will be no darkness. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
主，帮助人的心要追求你。让我们给我们智慧，要知道怎么样帮助人的心来追求你，不是追求以前的经验啊、甚至于好的经验，也不是追求什么讲员，也不是追求什么这个一个节目或者一个形式，但是主啊，让我们这一次，让我们有一个智慧，让我们在主办的这些弟兄姐妹有一个智慧，要知道怎么样帮助你的孩子来追求你，帮助你的孩子来看到你，帮助你的孩子知道说这个活水的泉源才是真正的可以喝的地方，还是真正你要我们喝的地方。其实以前我们喝过很多好的这个活水的泉源都是你赐给我们的，但是今天主啊，你要提升我们到另外一个层面，帮助我们，让我们了解怎么样去带领你的孩子，甚至于我们自己来到对的这个活水的泉源来喝这个，所以我们可以变成这个活水的泉源，所以我们可以变成这个活水的河江河。So help us, Lord, to bring us to the right wellspring. Give us wisdom to bring others to the right wellspring. That we would have the courage to leave all the good wellsprings that you have had us drink from before. But now you're doing a new thing, a new wineskin's coming to us. Give us wisdom to teach us to know how to drink from this new wellspring so that we can become the wellspring of this living water. We can become the greater river, the stream of your living water. In Jesus' name.Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 赐给我们一个新的这个新皮带，在这个当中给我们智慧，要知道怎么样可以去教导你的孩子来从对的这个泉源来喝你的这个活水。你这个活水给我们一个新的提升到更大更有能力，而且更可以有果子的这个流河the channels that comes together for many, many streams. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 我们请那个戴牧师给我们做一个最后的祝福。Let's ask Pastor Ted to give us a benediction once again for coming together to bless the kingdom of God.
父神，我们感谢、敬拜、称颂、赞美归给你。你赐给我们这样伟大的祷告的生命，使我们能够将你伟大的大任和伟大的效果成就在这个时代，凯洛斯的时代。谢谢主，今天我们虽然微小的祷告累积成为满足的时候，你就要成就你自己心意在地上如同天上一样。为这个的感谢，为这个的迎接的时候，我们就即把我们的心，把我们的盼望，把我们的行动都提升到你的宝座前感谢主，将你自己的心意大发出去将你自己的旨意行在地上如同行在天上一样。为这个感谢敬拜主我们的祷告来达到你的心意中蒙你的喜悦，是靠着耶稣的宝血爱的恩怨来到历历的在各地，这样奉你的名的用信心连接在你里头但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、父神的慈爱、圣灵的感动、交通和祝福常与我们众位同在，一直到永永远远。特别迎接这个时代性的感恩节的特会这样奉耶稣的名，阿门，
阿门，
阿门。
Okay, thank you, everybody.
好，我们谢谢每一位。
Thank you for joining us tonight and this morning.
这个谢谢你们无论是今天晚上或者是在早晨的时间与我们连接的。
And as you begin to get stirring of the Holy Spirit in you, whether you're listening to this recording or whether you've just been with us in prayer.
无论是你是用听录音的方式，还是现在正在这个祷告当中与我们连结的，那愿圣灵在你里边做那个搅动的工作。
Please feel free to share with us the things that the God has given to you through email or just write us a note.
那请你这样子不要客气来跟我们分享神在你心中放下的这个启示可以用电子邮件的方式跟我们联络。
So we thank you very much for joining us tonight and for praying with us.
再次的非常谢谢这个大家一起参与一同祷告。
And continue to drive this prayer fire throughout the rest of the week until we meet again next week.
而且我们持续的带着这个祷告的火这个在这个接下来的一个星期直到我们下星期再见的时候。
So thank you very much and we'll see you again next week.
好，非常谢谢大家，我们下个星期再见。
God bless you.
神祝福。